Bring your attention to the center of the forehead. Sit back straight. Three deep breaths. And bring your attention to the center of the forehead. It's the energy center. It's the control room. And very gently visualize a tiny point of light. Very gently. Like we apply the tilak, visualize there is a tilak there. See it like a little star. And remind yourself, this is who I am. I am this energy, which is the master of this body. This is who I am. I am the Creator. I am the Creator. Feel this. The body is my costume. Feel the difference. I am the energy and I am wearing this body. Just like I am wearing a dress, I am wearing this body. I am playing many roles. This is who I am. Creator of every thought, every feeling, every word and behavior. I am the Creator. And gently say to yourself, I am a divine being. Say it within in your thoughts. I am a divine being. Purity is my personality. Flawless. I am a divine being. I am a peaceful being. Peace is my sanskar. It is my sanskar. Always peaceful. In every situation. With everyone. It's my nature. Peace is my nature. I am a loveful being, radiating love and acceptance to all. I am a loveful being. I am love. Radiating love and acceptance to every soul. It's my nature. It's who I am. Pure, powerful, peaceful, always happy, it's my personality, this is my nature. It is who I am. Independent of situations, irrespective of others' behaviors, I am who I am. Pure, powerful, peaceful, untouched, untouched by anything around me. Om Shanti. Everyone you meet here will say Om Shanti. And I'm sure by now you are saying Om Shanti. And it's not a new word. We've said Om Shanti, we've read Om Shanti, we've written Om Shanti, now we have to live Om Shanti. Because Om Shanti means, I am a peaceful soul. Om means, Aham Atma, I the soul. Shanti, peace. So Om Shanti means, I am a peaceful soul. So how is everybody feeling since last evening after you've reached here? Already peaceful. So we've come here to empower the self. How many feel already the vibration has shifted a little just after entering into the campus? Without having done anything much yet. Now this, everything is to be taken back. Everything has to be taken back, and which means if a few people come together, take care of themselves and can create a campus wherein anyone who walks in feels empowered, now I have to go back and do this. I have to create a home. I have to create an office where anyone walks in and feels empowered. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Possible?
Yes.
Possible?
Yes.
Yes. Easy?
Yes.
How do you know whether it's easy or difficult? It's probably the easiest thing to do. We've done a lot of difficult things and we've created miracles in the doing. We create miracles in the doing. So we thought when I work on the doing, the being will automatically be taken care of. So if I achieve, I'll be happy. If I buy, I will be happy. If I have relationships, I will experience love. If people listen to me, I'm powerful. And so we worked hard on the doing. But after having done everything that we are doing, and much more we still are going to do after we return, we've come to the realization the doing is not creating the being, right? Can the doing create happiness and love and peace and power? No. So the first realization that we experience once we come here, it's two parts of our life, being, doing. Being, doing. And I'm not a human doing. I am a human being. And every time we make a mistake, we say, understand, after all, I'm a human being. So we thought human being means galtiyon ka putla. Exactly. Human being means galtiyon ka putla. Insaan hai, galti to hoti rahegi. And this morning we understood how the being is. Right? So what's the nature of the being? What is the nature of the being? Seven sanskars. What are the seven sanskars? Purity. You have to go in the order right. First sanskar is purity. Unless I'm pure, I cannot have peace, happiness, love, power, anything. Purity means the soul is clean, flawless. No negative thoughts, no waste thoughts, no critical judge. All that is a stain. All that is a stain. So first sanskar is purity. I am a pure soul. So the purpose of our life here is, while doing everything that we're doing, we just take attention that this is white, which means no dag, flawless. Suppose I wear a white dress in the morning, 5 o'clock, can it remain this white up to 10 o'clock in the night? Can it? Okay, lot of answers. Yes, no, depends. Why say depends on what? Depends on? Depends on? Then it's okay. I thought depends on other people around you. Sometimes it does. You could be walking in the dining hall and you're like taking care of your white dress and someone's just eaten their rasam and chawal and coming. And they will just go, galti se, but it can just go like that. But even if that happens, so one is, I take care, but second is, even if because of someone else's behavior, aisa lag gaya, so what will we do immediately? What will we do immediately? We will first take a pause of 20 seconds from whatever we were doing and we will clean that stain. Right? Right or wrong? Right. And so which means, if I take care, I can keep this white as white till 10 o'clock in the night? That is spirituality. That is spirituality. Simple. This is white. Now start in the morning as white and stay white till the end of the day. And what do I have to do for that? What do I have to do while doing everything that we're doing? Not sitting back like this and saying white. No. That is only that morning, 1 hour, 45 minutes, that's all. After that, doing and doing and doing and doing and a lot of doing. But while doing everything that I'm doing, keep the being white, which means flawless, no dag. What do I have to do for that? Pause and check, one, what else? Anji? Attention, okay. charge, very good. What else? One word is missing. Aware, very good. Clean, huh? Take care, very good. Hanji? Conscious about it. Hanji? Stay in a clean environment. No. Again, the finger is not to go outside. The finger is not outside. Because the environment is not in. The environment is not in my control. Okay, take another example. Here is this glass full. Okay? No lid also. Now walk around the campus. Meet people, do your work, climb up, climb down, do everything. And come back in the evening with glass full. So what's the priority? First of all, can I keep the glass like this and walk around, do everything and come back like this? Koi baat nahi, pehle possible hai ki nahi wo bata do, difficult. Possible? 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 Yeah. Kya karna hai uske liye? Careful rehna hai. If there is a situation now and I have an option, either I take care of that or I take care of the glass, which one will I take care of first? Why will I first take care of the glass? I should take care of the situation, right? हाँ बहुत अच्छी बात है उसको अंडरलाइन करना एजेंडा ग्लास है एजेंडा मीन्स प्रायोरिटी हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू प्लेड द नींबू चम्मच रेस इन स्कूल हाँ आजकल के बच्चे नहीं खेलते ना इसलिए सो व्हाट हैपेंड इन द नींबू चम्मच रेस वाज द प्रायोरिटी वाज दैट द नींबू हैज टू बी ऑन द स्पून इफ आई रीच द फिनिशिंग लाइन And I am first in the line. But the lemon dropped on the way. Do I win? So the priority was the lemon not coming first in the race. That is priority. Where is the lemon? Where is the lemon? Where is the glass? Today what we are doing, we drop the lemon first thing in the morning only. And then we are running throughout the day. I have to do this. But if the first thing in the morning I wake up, late ho gaya, ab kya hoga? Lemon gaya. Phir bachchon ko uthaya, unko daanta, phir se lemon gaya. And then to it's never ending. Because once I do that, the glass is not my priority. The white is not my priority. Only what is my priority? Doing. So if I can take part in the lemon spoon race and I know that the priority is the lemon, can I keep the lemon there and still win the race? Can I keep the lemon there and still win the race? Can I reach the finishing line with the lemon there? Only then I am a winner, otherwise I am disqualified. So that's all that is meditation. That is meditation. Do everything that you have to do. Do much more than what you're doing right now. But very clear, I win this game of life only if the lemon is there on the spoon. Otherwise, it's only stress and anger and anxiety and hatred and now depression and then the long list. And all that long list is only because I did not prioritize. I did not know what was the priority of my life. Because no one taught me. Because they only taught me in school, tum exam do, padho, first aajao, life will be perfect. And I was awarded and I was endorsed and I was appreciated and I was applauded because I performed. Whether it was performance in academic, performance in sports, performance in whatever we did. So we've kind of created a culture which is a very performance-oriented culture. So if you have a child who comes first in class without fail, always first, but is egoistic, is aggressive, doesn't share, doesn't care, doesn't matter, Everybody calls that child successful. Bahut achha bachcha hai, bahut achha bachcha hai, bahut achha bachcha hai. The child is awarded, appreciated, applauded, everything. And the child is given a label, successful. And ek aur bachcha hai, did not do academically well. Probably failed in class academically. But is very caring, very kind. Humility is his sanskar. Sharing and caring comes natural to him. But what do we label that child? What do we label that child? Kya label lagate hain usko? So we give him the label of failure. That is where society did not teach us that it was the lemon on the spoon which was the priority. Society just said, run and reach the line there and you're the winner. And we ran and we ran and we ran and we're still running. And we thought, I'm running so hard, I'm working so hard, instead of being happier day by day, why am I becoming more and more stressed day by day? Because the game was not about reaching the line, the game was about reaching the line with the lemon on the spoon. So over a period of time, we have created a society which is performance-based. So all magazines, all covers, everything is who achieved. Doesn't matter how they achieved. So achievement is getting appreciated. And so everybody only wants to be an achiever, a performer. If I work hard on one aspect of my life, I will definitely excel. Wherever we put effort, we will get result. But while doing that, I did not take care of the other aspect of my life. And then now that aspect is not allowing me to enjoy what I have achieved. Otherwise, with having everything that I wanted, why would I be using words as stress and fear and worry and all that word? Because my achievement was not going to get me the feelings. So we mixed the two things. We thought if I do and I achieve, automatically the being will be. So it's like two gardens. This is my house. This is a garden in the front. This is a garden at the back. The garden in the front is all my achievements, my roles, my relationships, everything. Now the garden in the front is what everybody can see. So everybody walking past, very beautiful garden. Very beautiful garden. Very beautiful. Nobody can see the garden at the back. And nobody is going to appreciate it. They can't even see, they don't even look, they're not even interested. But what I did was, I also stopped looking at the garden at the back, because wherever everybody was appreciating, I only put effort on that. Because the more something flourished over there, the more appreciation I got over there. So all my attention went to the garden in the front. The garden in the front is the doing. And the garden at the back is the being, the sanskar. The sanskar. And then I thought if the garden in the front flourishes, the garden at the back will automatically be beautiful. And I did not spend time going in the garden at the back. Even if someone in my office told me, you know what, you can meditate, I don't have time. Because my garden in the front is a never-ending journey. It was even 24 hours or less for me. Because there's no limit to achieving more and more and more and more. So we were ready to even sacrifice our sleep to beautify our garden in the front. And we were not going back. And the garden at the back started growing weeds and we could see those weeds. And yet we did not pause to go into the garden at the back. And now we've taken out these 3 days to take a pause to go into the garden at the back. Do you think the garden at the back is important or no? Yes, yes. That is the garden of my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my sanskars, my karma. Now, the connection between the two, we have to be very clear. This is who I am, this is what I do. So the garden in the front is the doing, the garden at the back is the being. The garden in the front gets all the appreciation from the world. The garden in the back, only I know what I am. No one knows who I am. Only I know. People can only see how I speak, how I smile. Nobody can see how I think. That only we know. So we know what is the state of the garden at the back. What do you think the state is? Sorted, beautiful, clean, flawless, very beautiful. But beech mein thoda thoda. If it was not beautiful, you wouldn't have even chosen to come here. You wouldn't have even chosen to come here because you wouldn't have prioritized it. Taking out 4 days in today's time is not a small thing. So you should even thank your karma for this. You should thank your own sanskar and karma that I prioritized myself in a world where people say marne ki ba time nahi hai. To maine 4 din nikala. Did nobody say to you kya karne ja rahe ho bhai udhar? Kisi ne bola ya nahi bola? Bola? Kis kis ko bola? अच्छा लोगों ने बोला किसी ने ये तो नहीं बोला ये कोई उम्र है अच्छा ये भी बोला ये कोई उम्र है तो आपने क्या बोला अच्छा वेरी गुड अभी नहीं तो कभी नहीं करेंगे हाँ इन आर लास्ट इयर्स रिट्रीट वन ब्रदर केम ही वाज अराउंड 40 आई थिंक एंड ही अप्लाइड फॉर द हॉलिडे फॉर कमिंग फॉर द रिट्रीट सो हिज सीईओ सेड ये भी कोई उम्र है ऐसे जाने की तो ही सेड सर मुझे लगता है मैं ऑलरेडी लेट हूं ही सेड अच्छा जाओ फिर दैट्स हाउ वी गॉट हिज छुट्टी फॉर हिज आंसर गॉन इज दैट एरा वेयर वी थॉट दिस इज ओनली आफ्टर 60 70 व्हाट इज द एज नाउ टू गो इनटू द गार्डन एट द बैक राइट नाउ व्हाट्स द एज टू गो इनटू द गार्डन एट द बैक 20 हां जी हां जी As early, but kitna early? As early can be 50, can be 40, can be 30. What do you think is the right age to start taking care of the garden at the back? Why I'm sharing this? Because we've come at this age. But you have the power to take your children right from the beginning. That's why. So start taking them into the garden at the back right from now. So that they don't have to grow all the weeds and then go and pull them out. They create a beautiful garden at the back right from the beginning. So when you take out time for yourself to nourish the garden at the back, which means my sanskar, the first people who benefit are your children. And this current times that we are going through, the most important gift you can gift a child is this. Because everything that money can buy, we've already given them. We've already given them everything that money can buy. But what we are seeing today in children is emotional weakness. And post-COVID that has increased. Why it increased post-COVID? Because for 2 years, millions of people on the planet created fear and anxiety. Like we enter into this campus and we immediately feeling nice. It's a vibration, no? Created over a period of years. But what happens when billions of people for 2 years say fear is normal, anxiety is normal, stress is normal, and they create that, not in pockets, but all over the planet. Then suddenly the vibration of the planet dips. And that is what has happened in these 2 years. And so post-COVID, we meet a lot of children who say, Both anxious ho rahe, both anxiety ho rahe, without even knowing what the word means actually. They don't have any mental health issue, but just not at ease, not comfortable. Now this is not something that we can buy and give them. So how do we give power to our children? Or to anyone? How do we give power to people? How do we give power to people? It's not even by speaking. Even in the corporate sector, that era of motivation is over where you can speak and motivate people with nice presentations. Because they will listen and they will say, Haan, but mujhse nahi ho raha abhi. That's it. It's like if somebody is experiencing fear, everyone sit around that person and say, Daro mat. He'll say, हाँ आप right बोल रहे हो but मुझे डर लग रहा है What do you do? क्या करेंगे आप Even if I can see you, you are fearless, You are leading by example. I can see you. You are fearless. तो मुझे और ही complex आ जाता है. इनको तो डर नहीं लग रहा. मेरे को ये क्यों डर लग रहा है? So the only way now is being that power. Being that power, and what you are is automatically radiating from you to other people. People will start feeling better in your presence. And they won't even come to know. You don't have to ask them, are you feeling better after meeting me? It's a very subtle power. It's a very subtle power. It creates a shift in people. Today, at home, when people are feeling low, they prefer to be alone. Have you felt that? People feel like being alone. They say, leave me alone, leave me alone. He said, Arey, why should I leave you alone? Whether it's my spouse or my child or a sibling, anybody. So leave me alone, leave me alone. And they would want to go into their room, close the door. But why should they be alone? I want to be with them. But they don't want to be with us. Why they don't want to be with us? Because they are in pain, so their vibration has just dipped due to whatever reason. But seeing them in pain, what happens to us? Seeing them in pain, we are also in pain. Whether it's worry, whether it's fear, we create pain. So now they are in pain, and seeing them, I am also in pain. And so when I go and sit near them, what will happen? When I go and sit, no, you go and sit with them in their room and you say, I want to sit with you, I want to be with you. But I am in pain and they are already in pain. So what happens when I go and sit with them? My pain adds to their pain, and right now they don't have the strength to handle any more pain. So they say, just leave me alone, I will be fine in some time and I will come out. Which means we are not even being able to play the role of a family and friend anymore. Because family and friend means to be there, to support and to empower when in need. And that's why in many families, even if a member is going through a crisis, they don't even tell their spouse. They say, I don't want chinta nahi deni inko mujhe. But what if the opposite had to happen, that they are in pain, but you're very stable and powerful? Then they will want to come and sit with you. And you will say, can I do something for you? Will you want to share what is happening? They'll say, no, I'll manage. I'll solve my problem. I just want to sit with you for 5-10 minutes and I will go. They're only coming for what? That strength. Everybody has to solve their own problems. Even if your child is getting bullied in school, he has to solve his own problem over there. You can't go into the school and do anything. But we need to be that source of power. It's like a battery. Say, battery ko connect kar do, charge ho jaye. Now they'll go and solve their problem. But if they are feeling low and we are also feeling low, then they get depleted. And that is what is happening to the children today. So when we focus on our sanskars, our emotional health, the first people who benefit are everybody in our energy circle. And then the circle gets bigger. So it starts with me, then my family, and then of course it radiates to my workplace. So it is one fitness which you can gift to others just by being fit yourself. Physical fitness we can't gift others. We can just keep telling them, I'm going to the gym, why don't you come? I'm doing yoga, why don't you do? I'm going for a walk, why don't you come? But they can only see me getting fitter. Now it's their choice when they do it. But spiritual fitness, which will convert into emotional fitness, which will prevent a mental health issue, is what can radiate from us to everybody. So when we take out 3 days for ourselves, it is an investment by which you have no idea how many people are going to benefit. And in a very subtle manner, it's just in the air. So I'm also contributing to raising the vibration of the planet. We are. Even when you sit 2 minutes in silence and just create this thought, I'm a peaceful soul, you are radiating vibration of peace into the air. It is shifting the vibration of the planet. And when I'm sitting for 5 minutes and saying, ye kya hua, aise kya hua, how could they do this, why did they do this, they should not have done this, this, and I create my stress, I am lowering the vibration of the planet. So don't you think it's a beautiful way to contribute to creating peace in the world? Just take care of ourselves. Not just sit in front of the TV and say, Dunya ko kya ho gaya hai? Dunya ko kaun theek karega? Dunya ko kaun theek karega? Is dunya ko kaun theek karega? Kaun theek karega? Kaun theek karega? Is dunya ko kaun theek karega? Theek matlab? Parivartan, transform. Actually, theek is a wrong word, kyunki dunya ko theek nahi karna hai. रिपेयर नहीं करना है, ट्रांसफॉर्म करना है. कौन करेगा? हु ऑल आर वॉलंटियरिंग टू ट्रांसफॉर्म द वर्ल्ड? उठा लो, इट्स गोइंग लाइव ऑन टेलीविजन. यस, आपका फोटो आ गया, आपको पता ही नहीं, आ चुका, इट्स ऑलरेडी देयर. आपके ऑफिस वालों ने देख लिया, आपके घर वालों ने देख लिया. इट्स सो सिंपल. Seva bhav is our innate personality. We like. We feel so helpless seeing somebody in pain, somebody going through turmoil. Say, what can I do for this person? But sometimes it's a situation where you can't do anything because it's not in the doing. Everything is not in the doing. So I can't do anything for that person. But it has to be in the being. So this is one investment where I invest and return goes not just to me, but it goes to multiple, to so many people. And most important, the return goes into the vibration of the planet. Now, if I do a karma which benefits many, then what will be the consequence of that karma? Then you get blessings from unknown people. You don't even know. And blessing means, if I have done a karma which has made someone comfortable here, then the consequence of that is I will be comfortable. So you take a little care of yourself, you radiate a higher vibrational energy into the world, you get a multifold consequence of that, and you start feeling even better than what you were feeling. And so building up this spiritual fitness is the easiest thing to do because its ripple effect is multifold. Multifold. So priority is not that line where I have to reach as a winner. Priority is here. Can we do this now from today? We have to do it for the next 3 days so that by Monday, see, one thing you remember, this retreat is not for 3 days. This retreat is meant to be for... It's not that we come here, feel peaceful and Monday go back and by the time we reach the airport and the station we'll say, oh, why theek tha ye sab, thodi hota hai, that flight is late, with 2 ghanta. How can I be peaceful? It's not that. It is not a meditation retreat for feeling peaceful. It is a retreat for connecting back to your sanskar of peace and then going back into the world where many things around us are not the way we want them to be. Because sanskar means sanskar. It's my nature. Like somebody has a sanskar of helping and they can see somebody is exploiting them, still they will continue helping. And the other person says, can't you see? Can't you see what they are doing? You are still helping. So what do we say? Kya karo, ye to meri? क्या है, ये तो मेरी नेचर है. आई हेल्प वॉट दे डू विद दैट इज देयर संस्कार. हेल्पिंग इज माई नेचर. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी हैव गॉट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू आर नेचर. वॉट इज आर नेचर? प्योरिटी, पीसफुल, पावरफुल, हैप्पी, लवफुल, वाइज. सो आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स, वी डोंट गो ऑनलाइन फॉर ऑल आंसर्स. Where do we go? We go inside for answers. So meditation helps us to tap into our intuition. Wisdom. Wisdom. And last, blissful. Blissful. So first change, first homework from today. Call only these 7 as your nature. And never call any uncomfortable habit as ye meri nature hai. No. So, meri nature means like this white dress, And all those uncomfortable sanskars are the stain on that white dress, but they are not the color of my dress. They are just a stain. So don't call it mine. जिसको भी हम मेरा मेरा कहते हैं वो बैठ जाता है हमारे साथ, है ना? आप किसी को कहो आप तो मेरे हो, आप तो मेरे हो, कभी नहीं जाएगा आपको छोड़ के. तो किसी भी अनकंफर्टेबल संस्कार को कभी मेरा नहीं कहना है. मेरा क्या है? सिर्फ शांति, पवित्रता, प्यार, सुख, शक्ति, ज्ञान और आनंद. And that is why हमने बचपन से सुना है सतो गुणी आत्मा. The soul is made of seven qualities, seven sanskars. And in spite of knowing that, we created a world where we said stress is normal and all uncomfortable emotions called as normal. So from today, first homework, never call an uncomfortable feeling my nature. Mine is only seven. Or all the other colors which come out of the seven. So these are the seven primary, and then all our qualities, our sanskars come out of that, whether it's compassion, acceptance, empathy, gratitude, letting go, forgiveness. It will come out of these seven. So these seven will be primary. And those will be our secondary colors. But they will all come out of these seven. You cannot be compassionate if you are not loveful. You cannot. You cannot forgive if you're not powerful. So they're all connected. So the whole list of qualities is actually this seven. So who am I is only this seven. So what do we do in meditation is, first step, pick up only one for the day. And anyways, all seven are connected. If I'm pure, I'm peaceful. If I'm peaceful, I'm loveful. If I'm loveful, I'm happy. They're all connected. So the homework is not too big. It's only one thing. So pick one for the day, today evening when you meditate or tomorrow morning. And of course there will be someone guiding us with commentary tomorrow morning. In fact, it's Suraj Bhai tomorrow morning. Very beautifully he will conduct with meditation commentary. But when we are back home also, take one for the day. And then the first step of meditation is, I am, fill in the blank, the sanskar you're taking for the day. So if I take the sanskar as, I am a pure soul. Now just create that thought, create the visual, and just hold on to it. That is the first step. We saw this morning, Atma, soul means three functions: mind, intellect, sanskar. Mind will create a thought, intellect will see the visual of that thought, and sanskar meaning the experience gets recorded. Mind, intellect, sanskar. So what is meditation? To take all three together. So for example, right now, create a thought, home. Home. And now see the visual. See your house. So the mind is creating the thought, home. And the buddhi, the intellect, the power of visualization. It can see the home, see the house very clearly. The main door, the color, open and walk in. Look at the furniture, complete clarity. You're exercising your power to visualize. People at home. It's a Friday morning. Who would be at home at this time? What would they be doing? See them. Not think. See them. Go up to them. Share with them what you have experienced here. Go into the kitchen. See what's cooking for lunch today. See it. Smell it. Open the fridge. Lots of fresh fruits there. Pick an orange. Close the fridge. Come back to your most comfortable chair. See all this. Peel the orange. Start eating. Close the door and back into the hall. Okay, how many could see the house? So clear. So that means we all have visualization power. So first faculty, create a thought, home. Second faculty, intellect, see the house. And third is experience, the sanskar. How many of you could see people, family? Dikha? Kya kar rahe the wo? ब्रेकफास्ट कर रहे थे. अच्छा, हाँ जी, हाँ जी. अच्छा, फ्राइडे. ओ यार, टुडे इज हॉलिडे. हाँ, राइट, ओके. हाँ जी, अच्छा, पड़ोसी से बात कर रहे थे. यू सॉ द पिजन्स ऑल्सो इन योर बालकनी. सी, अच्छा, यू फीड देम ऑल्सो रेगुलरली. एंड हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैड द ऑरेंज? You had Chiku. Good. Anyone experienced the orange? Haan, wo juice. Aaya kisi ko? Kisko aaya wo? Ho gaya na meditation. That is all that is needed. This is meditation. Now the only thing is, right now we meditated on the house and on the orange. And Raj Yoga means we meditate on I, the soul. And then second step, which we will learn tomorrow, to connect to the Supreme Soul. Now I tasted the orange. Now I will experience my purity and peace. And most important, whatever we visualize and whatever we experience gets coded on the soul. And that is what starts becoming my sanskar. So even if you take one quality and do that for like a few days, within a few days you will see that quality becoming real in your life. You will start experiencing, mera gussa kam ho gaya hai, mere ko tension kam ho rahi hai, kya kiya maine aisa? Just that. I am a peaceful soul. Hold on to that. Visualize that star and start experiencing peace. It's very simple. Very simple. But results, something which we had not imagined would be possible. We used to say, this sanskar is in my gene, I got it from my family, this is my zodiac sign, I am like this. No, I am not like that. I am only these 7 sanskars. So do we want these 7 sanskars in action? Not in theory, in action. Yes? Sure? Not sure? Matlab, you want to be peaceful always? Kaam ho jayenge sare? करके देखना है. गुस्से से इतना काम कर लिया. एंड येट वी क्रिएटेड मिरेकल्स. इमेजिन वॉट वी विल क्रिएट वेन वी वर्क विद पीस एंड पावर. वॉट मिरेकल विल गेट क्रिएटेड. एंड मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट, वी विल क्रिएट अ कंट्री एंड अ वर्ल्ड विच डज नॉट जस्ट टॉक अबाउट फिगर्स, विच डज नॉट टॉक जस्ट अबाउट परफॉर्मेंसेस. But we will create a happy, healthy, loveful world where people are united, they are respectful. That's the world that we need. We don't need a world only where everything is perfect outside in the doing and inside seems to be just crumpling completely. That will never be allow us to be happy. Sab kuch paane ke baad bhi khushi nahi. So 7 sanskars. Now, today we are going to choose any one of our sanskar which we want to finish. Because we're going to empower ourselves, no? We're going to raise our vibration. So choose and write in your diary. You're not sharing it with anybody. It's just for you. एक दूसरे से नहीं पूछना. Normally we ask the other person, what do you think? What do you think I should finish in myself? I'll tell you what you have to finish, you tell me what I have to finish. We spend a lot of time seeing other people, so it's always easier. But here we are to see ourselves. Very detached. Check. Which sanskar I want to change in myself? Habit naya sanskar. Habit is in the doing. Matlab eating, drinking, sleeping, exercising, all this is doing. That is habit. Sanskar is here. It's an emotional pattern. It's a pattern of my way of thinking and being. For example, getting stressed is a sanskar. Getting hurt is a sanskar. Jealousy is a sanskar. Being critical and judgmental about people is a sanskar. Not being able to let go of what has happened is a sanskar. Holding on to things is a sanskar. Getting affected by what people say about me is a sanskar. Wanting to please people is also a sanskar. Insecurities, big one. Dominating is also a sanskar. Controlling is also a sanskar. It's a long list, but don't worry. This list is only different words, nothing else. Otherwise that list seems so long, so hume lagta ye kab khatam hoge. They're only just words. But we need to just select one. Mil gaya sabko? Mil gaya. Now, out of those seven, write the counter, which one you need for that sanskar. So which means for anger it would be peace. If I get hurt or something, then it's I'm loveful. So whichever sanskar you've written, choose the counter out of these three for that, out of these seven for that. And if you can't, then just shout out your sanskar and we'll see which of the seven fits there. Because we've been saying, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be this. Now we're not going to talk the negative word. Today is the last time I've spoken that negative word. Now I'm going to take the counter of that and make that my thought process. Everyone found which one out of the seven fits there? Anybody who's not, hanji boliye? Thoda sa zor se. Overthinking, I am powerful being. जी, वरी, वरी बोला, वरी, I'm always happy, happy है ना, ego is purity, हाँ जी, not contentment, purity, because purity means complete, perfect, and that is what is contentment, soul power battery full, contentment. Not happy. Complete, perfect purity. Contentment. I can be happy, but not contented. Happy is like right now I'm happy. But contented means no desires. No desire. Achieving, working, setting goals, doing a lot, but not desire. It's not desire driven. How would life be if we had no desires? Hanji? It'll be? Done. Do you want to lead a life which is no desire? No. See, it's because we don't want to lead. That's why we're not finishing our desires. There are two ways of living life. One is like this. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. Chahiye, chahiye, chahiye ki list khatam hi nahi hoti hai. And one is, I am contented and I am here in this world only to give. Kaun sa wala jeena? Very sweet. That's not called a desire to give, it's an intention to give. I have an intention to be a giver. So which one is a better energy? Sure? But I will be able to be a giver only if I finish all my chahiye chahiye ki list. It is easy to give in the doing. We are not talking about giving in the doing. I can give you this, I can give you this, I can give you. Wo to easy hai, we all do that. We are talking of giving in the being. But for giving in the being has to be, like if I want to donate wealth, I need to have money. Now you ask me to donate wealth, I'll say, mere paas hi nahi hai, so how am I supposed to give? So I can only give that what I have. So if I want to contribute with money, I will have to have money first. If I want to contribute with education, I need to have studied that. If I want to donate blood, then... So whatever I need to give, I have that intention, I want to give, I need to have that first. So to being a giver means to give love, give respect, give power. The more you energize yourself, you become a giver. And if I am not a giver, if you see our own life right now, we are leading like this. I want peace, I want love, I want happiness, I want power. Everything is chahiye, 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 chahiye. So our whole long list of chahiye, the desire, is actually for these seven things. If someone asks you, why are you working so hard? Oh, I want happiness. For who? For me and my family. So you're working so hard because you want happiness? Yeah, because I thought if I work hard, I will achieve. If I achieve, I will buy. If I buy, everybody will be happy. So the mool, the root, will always come to these seven qualities. Why are you in this relationship? I want love. Everything is for these seven. Everything we are doing in life is for these seven. But the beauty is that for these seven, we have to do nothing. We have to do nothing. We have to create these seven and then do everything, and while doing, radiate these seven to everybody. That is the shift that happens in life. Not do. Not achieve to be happy. Be happy and go to work. Can we do that? Be happy and go to work rather than go to work for happiness. And then your life becomes seva. Your life is seva. Even if you're nurturing your children, you're taking care of them, it's a seva. It's a seva consciousness. Seva is not 2 hours of seva, 4 hours of seva. Seva is a consciousness that my life is seva. Seva. And so if you're taking care of your family, that is also seva. If you're going to work, that is also seva. You will earn money, it's not charity. But you're going with the consciousness of being a giver. What is the difference between the consciousness of a seva and the consciousness of ownership? What's the difference? Hum sab ne seva ki hai kabhi na kabhi, hai na? So we go to the temple, we go to the gurdwara, we go to ashram and we do seva, right? So you will see in the gurdwara, people will come in their big cars, they will park their car outside and they will come into the gurdwara and they will be there near the shoe rack and they will pick up everyone's chappal and shoes with all humility. They have come there for seva. They will do anything for seva. They will pick up chappals, they will scrub the floors, they will clean the utensils, they will do everything. And now come home and somebody will say, meri chappal lana jara. Kya bolenge? Apne aap le lo. Kyun bhai? Aap apni chappal khud nahi utha sakte. So kenge, de do na ek minute. Tune main kyun do? Se abhi to aap sab unknown logon ki chappal utha rahe the. So what will be the answer? वो हम सेवा कर रहे थे. सो देयर आई एम ऑन सेवा एंड व्हेन आई कम होम आई एम विद माय ईगो. दैट इज. बट देन हाउ मेनी टाइम्स कैन आई बी फॉर सेवा लाइक दैट? 1 hour, हाफ एन आवर, एंड रेस्ट ऑफ द डे? रेस्ट ऑफ द डे आई एम इन माय ईगो कॉन्शियसनेस. सो मेडिटेशन मीन्स व्हेन आई इंक्रीज सोल पावर, एवरीथिंग आई डू इज सेवा. एंड सेवा मीन्स एक्सपेक्टेशंस अपने आप खत्म होंगे. यू डोंट हैव टू फिनिश देम. डिजायर फिनिश करनी नहीं पड़ेगी. डिजायर बिकॉज आप इसको भरते जाओगे तो ये खत्म होता जाएगा, ये बनते जाओगे. इट इज अपने आप होता है ये सारा कुछ, अपने आप कंटेंटमेंट आएगी. बट आई ओनली हैव टू स्टार्ट स्पेंडिंग सम टाइम गोइंग इन टू द गार्डन एट द बैक, राइट. सो टूडे फर्स्ट डे फर्स्ट मॉर्निंग आई नीड टू टेक वन फंडामेंटल डिसीशन दैट दिस एम्पावरमेंट कैन नॉट हैपन इन थ्री डेज. This empowerment cannot happen in 3 days. 3 days is for me to get a taste of what is empowered life. I need to taste it. After that, I will need to go and earn it. How many of you were in school when Maggie was launched? How many of you got free packet? You got free packets in school. So what did they do? They came and gave us free packet. For the rest of our life, we are still eating Maggie. But how did they start? They gave the first packet free. So that is your this 3 day experience, free empowerment. You've tasted it. Now the same thing, if we come to your city, conduct a workshop and say high vibrations, purity, but how to do? Because there we don't have that free sample to give it to you. So when you take out these 3 days, it is for that. For coming into a campus where there's non-stop doing happening, where in this campus I think 150 brothers are living. When you go to the other campus, which we will see on the last day when we're going back home, there would be, I think, about total in these three campuses there are about 2,000 brothers. Now they are all youth, they're all young, and they live together 365 days 24/7. They are not family. They are not family. They come from completely culturally different backgrounds. Somebody could be like 5th standard pass and the other one could be a PhD. There is no hierarchy. There is no salary. There is absolutely no incentive in the doing. Anything which you can call an incentive is not there. And yet, if we can experience this vibration, then creating it at home and work is very, very easy. Very, very easy. People think, oh, wo to ashram hai, wahan kya badi baat hai. I would say, aake reh kar dikha do thode din sirf. Reh kar dikha do. Living at home is very, very simple. Very simple when it can be compared to living like this. Imagine living in a room, sharing a room with 10 people. They are not even family. And 365 days of the year, at home what happens? We leave in the morning, we come back in the night. So half the day we are at home, half the day we are outside. Lockdown, suddenly we are at home. And see what happened. 40% divorce rate increased in India. So what was lockdown for 2 months for us, that we were just within one premise, that is a permanent lockdown here for everybody living here. Permanent in that premise, 24/7, with people who are not your family and who can be completely different. And it does not mean everybody has same sanskars. Everybody has all sorts of sanskars. We've not come here perfect. We've come here to become. And yet, there is this vibration. Why? Why? Only one thing. They have only prioritized the nimbu on the spoon. And so you are invited here for 3 days, that leave aside all the theory and see the practical, that it works and it's possible. And if 150 people can live in a campus and do it, and we are only 4 or 5 at home, can the house not have such vibrations? Ho sakta, nahi ho sakta? Ho sakta, nahi ho sakta? But there's only one thing that everyone living here has, a consciousness, I am on seva. That's all. And it doesn't mean that difference of opinion doesn't happen. It doesn't mean ke sanskar swabhav ki takkar nahi hoti hai. It doesn't mean ke gussa nahi aata hai. Sab kuch hota hai. But it's like, I got fatak se ek second mein khatam karna. No, change, back. Because consciousness is, I am on seva. So seva is a very powerful consciousness. It's a very powerful consciousness. And that is why seva will make us a giver. And if we see the pictures of the deities, their hands are like this, right? And the aura is white. So there's a white light circle, which is a simple thing, that if you are a giver, your energy field is the highest. Your energy field is the highest. So empowerment means I shift my vibration from where it is now to take it to my highest potential of being blissful, being complete, being pure. And that happens when I shift from chahiye, chahiye, chahiye to becoming a giver. And chahiye is not just physical things. Chahiye could be approval chahiye, acceptance chahiye, appreciation chahiye, log bole hum acche hain wo chahiye. Chahiye gets subtle. But day by day subtle hota jata hai. So that is empowerment. Do you want to aim to become your perfect self? Do you want to aim? Because goal rakhna to padega. Do you want to aim or it's... And do you think when I aim to reach perfection in who I am, then will my doing get affected? When I work on my garden at the back, will my garden in the front get neglected? Ji? So then look back again, the being, the garden at the back, the doing, the garden in the front. I worked hard on the garden in the garden at the back got neglected. Now I work 23 hours on the garden in the front and I keep about half an hour, 45 minutes for the garden at the back. So garden in the front also taken care of, garden at the back also taken care of. But when I take care of the garden at the back, what happens to my garden in the front? So do you think my doing will get better when I work on the being? Sure of that? Yes, because look at yourself, going to work with family, a calmer self, lesser desires, so lesser expectations, even if something someone doesn't do your way, ek second mein achcha chalo, okay, come, I'll be with you, we'll do it. Work will go to a level which we had never even imagined that it can reach that level. It never ever, you will go beyond your capacity of a goal or an achievement which you had ever set for yourself. Because the law is, it's a law, and the spiritual law is sankalp se srishti banti hai, srishti se sankalp nahi banta hai. दुनिया में हम ऑपोजिट चल रहे थे. वी वर वर्किंग ऑन द सृष्टि, द डूइंग, एंड हमने सोचा उससे संकल्प बनेंगे. सृष्टि से संकल्प नहीं बनता है, संकल्प से सृष्टि बनती है, संस्कार से संसार बनता है. हमने सोचा संसार से संस्कार बनेगा. सो व्हेन आई क्रिएट अ शिफ्ट इन माय संस्कार, इट ऑटोमेटिकली क्रिएट्स अ शिफ्ट इन माय संसार. So 2 years we created a shift in our sanskar. We increased fear and anxiety. The sansar got affected. Mental health issues increase. Relationship conflict increases. Children anxiety attacks increase. Because our sanskar shifted, our sansar got affected. And none of them had anything to do with COVID. The COVID consequences we know, that is separate. And so if you see at home, if you shift your sanskar to a little extra stress because of something that's happening in your life, you believe, suddenly your body will start showing signals. Yes? Sugar levels will change. People will change. Suddenly your relationships will have more conflict because your tolerance power will reduce, your irritability will increase. So sanskar se sansar banta hai. It's a law, it is a spiritual law which is there in the heritage and the culture of India since thousands of years. Ke sanskar se sansar banta hai. So when we create a shift in our sanskar, sansar will shift to a level which we had never thought it's going to happen. Your health, mental, physical health, your relationships, your workplace, your achievements and your environment, everything will shift because sanskar se sansar banta hai. I was at a retreat center in Australia, smaller place compared to this, and there was just 50 people in a retreat, and somebody had come just because his wife wanted to come and he sat right at the back. He refused to even make eye contact for 2 hours. Dekhna hi nahi bhai aapki taraf. Not interested. And then after that we gave prasad to everybody. He didn't come up to take that also. So then the sister told me, he's not coming to take prasad. Do you want to go and give him prasad? I said, chalo, chalte. We gave him prasad and he was like immediately, I'm sorry but I'm not interested in all this. I said, it's perfectly fine. Don't ask me. I was not, at least you've come, I was not even ready to go. So I was not interested at all. He's saying, but I must tell you something, that for the last 2 hours, the jo ghadi pehante na aajkal, hum, which keeps telling us about our physical health. He said, for the last 2 hours, I've noticed one thing, that my pulse and my heartbeat has changed. I'm a more... I said, even though you're sitting out of majboori and waiting to go home and not interested at all, even then just the vibration and just sitting there has brought a change which your body has already started showing you. He said, yeah, that I can tell you that there is something in this place because my body is showing me that signal. That is sanskar. That is vibration. And otherwise out into the world we'll say BP hai, toh abhi lifelong rahega, manage your blood pressure with your medicine. No. Why manage anything? It's happening from here. Change here and this will respond because this is the first thing which is closest to the soul. What is the first thing closest to the soul? The body. Shift here, automatically shift in the body. Automatic shift. Another somebody came last week to the center and they said he had had some difficult experience. He said, now when I even remember that experience, situation is over. He said, even when I remember that, that fitness tracker shows me changes. Only a memory. That is how deep is the impact of the soul on the body. And hum sara din mein itni tension, itne sanskar, itne create karte hain. And then we say, why am I not healthy in spite of having the best food, the best exercise, the best gym, the best of everything, organic diet. Why am I not healthy? Because lifestyle is not just the doing. Life means atma, life. When this life leaves, it is a dead body. And so lifestyle means my way of thinking, feeling, intentions, my consciousness, my words, my behavior, that is lifestyle. Usko change karo, body will respond. Usko change karo, people will change. Any relationship where there's been a little heavy energy, where you're not getting the best energy from the other person to you, don't try and change the other person. Just shift in terms of what vibration you radiate to the other person. The other person won't know why they changed. They will not be able to figure out why they changed. Because sanskar se sansar banta hai. So when I change, my body experiences a shift. When I change, my people experience a shift. When I change, my work shifts. Do you think thoughts and feelings influence plants? Influence plants? Anybody ever experienced that? Yes. So if it can influence plants, it won't influence people? Do our thoughts and feelings influence our pets? So if it can influence plants, it can influence pets, it will not influence people? Who will get influenced faster? Plants or people? Plants or people? People. Because it is a soul-to-soul influence. I was a sister at a program last week and she said, I live in Dubai, I came to India for 2 months and there was nobody to take care of my garden. And so when I returned after 2 months, it was all like Dubai weather. So it was all, and she said, I just sat there and first thing I said sorry to the plants. She said, I apologized. And I said, I'm sorry, I ignored you. What you're going through is because of me, I did that. And she said, I apologized, I gently... And then usko rose, and she said, within a week it will. If plants can change, people will change faster. Faster. But because when we see them what the way they are, and we create all the other thoughts of hurt, rejection, expectation, all this, then though that cycle is very, 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 very deep. So self-change doesn't mean self-change. Self-change means the world changes. So at this organization we have a very beautiful slogan. When I change, my world changes. I only have to focus on I. I don't focus on the changing the world. And outside we are saying, when my world changes, then I will be happy. So it's just the equation that goes wrong. And we know, if the equation goes wrong, then take how many of our supplements in the exam? Kitne number aane wale? First equation is wrong on the page. And I thought, I'm working very hard. I took 2 extra supplements in my exam. First fundamental equation is wrong. So this is a school, a college, a university, call whatever. It's a study center and we study daily. And the aim and the goal of this study is to reach a perfect stage. To be number one in who I am. Like you set a goal of being number one in what you do, we set a goal of being number one in who I am. Which means reaching a stage of complete purity. Absolutely flawless. Absolutely flawless. Every daag hatana hai. And when we keep that aim and we start working on that, we're contributing to a very big picture. And that picture is that the world is going to go through a very big shift right now. That transition period has already started. And that transition is, there is going to be a paradigm shift in the world. This world cannot continue the way the world is right now. It cannot. But to create that shift has to begin from us. So like it is morning, afternoon, evening, night. Subah, dopahar, sham, raat. Aur phir raat ke baad? Raat ke baad, phir subah. So time is cyclic. Time is cyclic. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Again, spring, summer, autumn, winter. Similarly, there is a bigger cycle. And that cycle is Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug, Kalyug. The Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Copper Age, and the Iron Age. And is samay hum kahan pahunche? Now we've reached the extreme of Kalyug. Jisko kehte hain ghor Kalyug hai. घोर कलयुग है, but जब घोर कलयुग है, तो अब क्या आना है? अब क्या आना है? It's like सुबह दोपहर शाम रात फिर घोर रात्रि, pitch dark, घोर रात्रि, लेकिन घोर रात्रि के बाद क्या आना है? सुबह आनी है, so that is the awakening, the dawn, waking up, and those who will work on themselves right now. Are not just working on themselves, they are a part of creating a world change because the world is going through that paradigm shift. So how many of us want to contribute towards creating Satyug? Pakka? 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 Aur karna kya hai sirf? Kuch nahi. Hamare shahar mein koi hospital khul raha hota hai, hum uske liye charity de dete hain. Koi school khul raha hai, hum uske liye contribute kar dete hain. Srishti par Satyug banna hai. Big project. Hanji? We only have to contribute by creating a little change here. But remembering that my change is not just my change, it is that change which is contributing towards the world going through a big shift. Otherwise, I'm contributing to the other side. So, ये दो दुनिया है, कलयुग और कलयुग बन रहा है, और इस साइड पे सत्युग शुरू हो रहा है. Now, I have a choice. If I create my normal stress and the list, I am on this side. And if I start creating a shift, I have shifted to this side. जैसे एक छोटी सी कहानी है कि कहीं आग लग रही थी जंगल में, तो वो चिड़िया क्या करती थी? समुद्र से एक पानी लाती थी ड्रॉप, और फिर वो आग पे डालती थी. फिर जाती थी, एक ड्रॉप पानी लाती थी, फिर उस आग पे डालती थी. तो किसी ने कहा, तेरे को क्या लगता है, तेरे ये एक ड्रॉप पानी से ये आग बुझ जाएगी? तो वो चिड़िया कहती है, जब इतिहास लिखा जाएगा, तो मैं आग जलाने वाली साइड पर नहीं, मैं आग बुझाने वाली साइड पर होंगी, इसलिए मैं वो बूंद लेकर जाती. सो दिस इज दैट टाइम. या तो हम आग जला रहे होंगे, बिकॉज ऑल आर वाइसेस आग बढ़ा रही है. ऑल आर वाइसेस. All the crime that we see in the world, which is few people, But it is not few people who indulge in crime. It is the billions of people creating that vibration which results in few people bringing that vibration into a doing. So if I hear an incident of rape, abuse, it is not that one person's crime. It is millions of people creating lustful thoughts, radiating that lust into the air, which then impacts a human mind to such an extent that they don't keep it just at the level of the mind. It comes into their action. If we see somebody creating terror in action, it is because aggression is created in millions of minds. So all of us are part of the crime. All of us are part of the crime. Whether it is corruption, then it is our greed. Whether it is lust, whether it's ego, whether it's war, it is our terror. So when I shift from my lust to purity, when I shift from my aggression to peace, when I shift from greed to contentment, I am not just doing it for myself. The world will shift. So don't just sit back, watch the world news and say, aise kaise wo kar sakte hain, aise kaise. I am part of that. तो या तो आग बुझाने वाली साइड पे बनो या आग लगा. देर इज नो थर्ड साइड राइट नाउ. देर इज नो न्यूट्रल प्लेस. देर इज नो न्यूट्रल. सो इफ आई कीप गोइंग लोअर इन माई वाइब्रेशंस, आई एम स्ट्रेंथनिंग कलयुग. इफ आई स्टार्ट शिफ्टिंग माई वाइब्रेशन अप देर, आई एम बिगनिंग द क्रिएशन ऑफ सत्युग. सो वेन यू रिटर्न, इफ somebody says क्या करने गए थे, तो बोलना स्वर्ग बनाने गए थे सृष्टि पर. ज्वाइन करना है आपको, ओपन ऑफर देना. Because there is no point saying कौन करेगा, who is going to change the world, and pointing fingers. It is the scientific community, is it the political community, is it the religious community, who is going to change the world? कौन करने वाला है? I. It has to be I. And करना कितना easy है? संस्कार check. So first thing, वो जो संस्कार आज लिखा है उसका opposite choose कर लिया है. For the next 3 days, you use that one as your meditation संस्कार. Keep that as your संस्कार. And repeatedly, every time, खाने से पहले, पानी से पहले, सोने से पहले, just keep saying, I am, fill in the blank, soul. I am a pure soul. I am a contented soul. I am a powerful soul. Just keep that like your background music. It's a consciousness shift that is happening. I am. Second homework. To be empowered and raise your vibration, the one shift that we need to create is stop blaming people and situations for how you are feeling. Don't say, I'm feeling like this because that's not the truth. I cannot feel anything because of somebody else. I only feel because I create that feeling. I am the creator. The situation is only a stimulus, but the creation is mine. The creation is mine. Nobody can upset me, nobody can irritate me, nobody can hurt me, nobody can insult me, nobody can enter into my space. This is the only space where no one else can enter. They can just stand there, be there and do what they want. But I have a choice what I create in response to them. So this is emotional independence. So meditation and spirituality gives us emotional independence. We don't live like a victim to the world and say, Bichara main, dunya hi achhi nahi hai. Not like that. I am the creator. And that's why it's very important to remind ourselves every day, I am the creator of my every thought, feeling, word and behavior. Even though it's very simple, I know I am the creator, yet we're always saying, I'm feeling like this because of. Can anyone hurt me? Can anyone hurt me? Has anybody ever hurt you? Acha, no and yes, kaise ho gaya? Yes, kaise ho gaya? Acha, that was in the past. So in the past they could hurt me, but now they cannot hurt me. No, in the past also they could not hurt me. It was not our fault. It is I believed they could hurt me, but actually they were not hurting me. The thoughts that I was creating in response to what they had done was hurting me. So I thought they were hurting me. They were not hurting me. Suppose somebody says something, does something, and it's wrong. We're not saying what they're doing is correct. But their power is here. Their power is here. But what I create here is my choice in response to what they have done. So So if I say, why did they do this to me? How could they do this to me? However hard I work, this is what I get in return. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. I am not wanted. Hurt. But who created that hurt? Who created that hurt? I. So the hurt is the emotion that I create, which is a result of the thoughts which I create in response to the situation. So the hurt is not caused by the situation, it is caused by my response to the situation. And so when I practice this sankalp, I am a powerful being. I am a powerful being. So I retain my power in every situation. And when I keep saying, I'm feeling like this because of them, I'm actually becoming weaker and weaker and weaker, because I'm saying anything and everything affects me. Even a person overtaking me on the wrong side has the power to irritate me. We've lived our life that way. And that's why we became weaker, because we thought everybody is cause of what I'm feeling. Unknown people, stranger. Watching a cricket match, easy catch, he dropped it, I get angry. Watch karo, but detached hoke watch karo. If I can't watch TV in a detached manner, how will I live life in a detached manner? And because we get attached, they are using that weakness of ours, and we are getting more and more and more. We cry with them, we get angry with them, everything. So all our senses are held like this. And the more we become like that with media, multifold we will become like that in our real life. So first practice is to watch whatever you're watching in a detached manner. It's only a drama. It's only a match. Don't pick up something in your hand and throw it. Aise kaise kar sakta tha wo? Matlab, how much aggression? So we have, this is little practice, it's very easy. It's just that all this was called normal. And because it was called normal, we allowed ourselves to create that. Detachment means the drama is there, I have a choice how to think, and within a few days, what is going on in your house is also just a drama. Just a drama. And your role in that drama is to radiate power. Your role in that drama is to send blessings and energize the people who are entangled in the drama. That's our role. That is nurturing. That is palna. That is parvarish. Strengthen them. But if I'm attached, then I will get entangled in that drama, because I thought they are like this so obviously. So very important homework. 3 days to be practiced here. My thoughts and feeling is not dependent on situation. Even what you are experiencing here after coming here is not the peace of the place. The vibration of the place is allowing you to experience your inner peace. It's your. If you did not have the sanskar of peace, you will not feel peaceful even after coming here. So it's your own innate sanskar which is triggered. So Atmanirbhar, self-reliant, comes from the word Atma. Atmanirbhar, dependent only on myself. So aaj se kaun si language finished? And not for negative. I'm feeling happy because of. No. I don't feel happy because of anything. Why? Because I'm happy. Because if you're going to feel happy because of something, then it is certain that you are going to be upset because of something. Because both are a dependency. Both are a dependency, and a dependency is weakness. So I'm happy because of? I'm happy because I'm always happy. So situations may be your way. This is a practice now, from today. Even in this 3 days, something can happen which is not your way. Things can happen which is not your way. Look at the situation. Solve the situation. Some situations have a solution. Some situations don't have a solution. But take care. My mind is untouched by the situation. The limbu has to be on the chamach. The glass has to remain filled. So I will walk around, talk to everybody, meet, do everything. But remember, my priority is, you see, वो गांव में हम देखते हैं ना, the mother with two matkas here, two matkas in her hands, and her baby in the other arm. And they will walk on those very, very narrow lanes. Two matkas here, and the baby in the arm. But come what may, she knows what the priority is. She knows what the priority is or no? She knows. To samne kuch obstacle aaya. She knows who to hold first. She won't ever make a mistake ke matke ko pakad liya, bachche ko gira diya. Abhi hansi aa rahi hai na, hum to sara din yahi kar rahe hain. हम सारा दिन यही कर रहे हैं. स्लाइटेस्ट थिंग एंड हम यहां वाले बच्चे को गिरा देते हैं. बिकॉज हमने सोचा मटका ज्यादा इंपॉर्टेंट है, बच्चा तो ठीक हो ही जाएगा. तो हम अपने मटकों को ही पकड़ के रखते हैं ऐसे. दिस शुड बी फाइन, दैट शुड बी फाइन, दैट दिस इज फाइन. जीवन में हजार मटके और आ जाएंगे. आप रोड पे जा रहे थे, आपकी गाड़ी के किसी से टक्कर हो गई. हाउ शुड वी रिस्पॉन्ड? अभी तो टक्कर भी नहीं हुई, फिर सिर्फ ठीक है. तो टक्कर होगी तो क्या हो जाएगा फिर? विजुअलाइज ना, इट हैपेंस ऑन द रोड्स. कभी टक्कर हो सकती है, कभी बड़ी टक्कर हो सकती है, कभी डेंट भी पड़ सकता है, कभी तो पूरी गाड़ी खराब हो सकती है. तो क्या करना चाहिए उस टाइम? रह सकते हैं स्टेबल? हाँ जी, ऑफ कोर्स रह सकते हैं स्टेबल अगर गाड़ी को टक्कर लगे. अभी तो सिर्फ गाड़ी की बात हो रही है. इट्स जस्ट अ चॉइस. गाड़ी वाला तो बहुत ईजी, आप आज से डिसाइड कर दो एंड यू विल नेवर गेट ट्रबल्ड बाय एनीथिंग दैट हैपेंस टू योर कार. एंड दिस इज जस्ट अ प्रैक्टिस. गाड़ी को टक्कर लगी, फोन नीचे गिर गया, स्क्रीन क्रैक हो गई, रिएक्शन इज नॉर्मल. सेव योर एनर्जीज, डोंट लेट द निम्बू ड्रॉप फॉर एवरीथिंग. एटलीस्ट कीप इट फॉर द बिगर सिचुएशंस इन लाइफ. दिस इज अबाउट इट, वेदर द मटका ड्रॉप्स और द चाइल्ड फॉल्स डाउन. दिस इज द चाइल्ड. फोन का स्क्रीन क्रैक हो गया, अरे फोन का स्क्रीन क्या, फोन ही टूट जाए, इट्स जस्ट अ फोन. Why am I wasting my energy in everything? That is when I don't have energy to solve the bigger crisis of my life, because I've depleted it in all these insignificant scenes of the day. So let's at least finish the insignificant scenes, which we can't even call a scene. Always remember, I have to hold on to that child. Yahan, isko bachana hai. Gaadi ko takkar lagi to bhi, is shareer ko kuch ho gaya to bhi. We are going through times where everything is perfect, and tomorrow you come to know your body has some major ailment. But even when you come to know that your body has some very chronic major thing, the first thing to be taken care of is, who's going to do the healing? Here, bacche ko pakdo. Pehle bacche ko pakdo. Which means in every situation, first priority, take care of your mind. Immediately say, I am a powerful soul. Jab tak hum meditation seekh, just say, I am a powerful soul. I am stable. I am fine. I am healthy. First, isko pakdo, body will respond better. Body, everything remember, sankalp se srishti hai. Sanskar se sansar hai. Priority self pe rakho and then go into the doing. And that is when the vibration will keep. We don't need crisis to deplete our power. We are depleting our power for nothing. For nothing. So we have to take care in these very insignificant scenes. So ye 3 din mein kuch bhi ho sakta hai? Ho sakta hai. Sirf hume kya dhyan rakhna hai? Priority. Glass remains full. Immediately give the right thought to the situation. Immediately give a blessing to the other person. Suppose you're sharing your room with somebody. All sorts of things can happen. The other person can snore the entire night and won't let you sleep. Ab kya karenge aap? Ab kya karenge? Kya bhejenge unko? Kya bhejenge unko? Hanji? Tathastu? Oho. Kisi ke room mein ho to nahi raha aisa kuch? होगा ही होगा. इतने सब रूम में सोएंगे, कहीं ना कहीं तो होगा ही होगा. हाँ, give lots of blessings. And when you give blessings, your mind will become silent. And when your mind will become silent, you will fall off to sleep. But if you keep getting irritated, then the mind will not sleep at all. And when you wake up in the morning, you will not say, मैं अपने को सोने नहीं दिया, कहेंगे उसने मुझे सोने नहीं दिया. That's the vocabulary of dependency. It is always because of somebody else. It's never. Silence your mind and you will experience deep sleep in all chaos and noise. That's the power of the mind. चलिए एक मिनट साइलेंस में बैठेंगे. So our homework for 3 days. In everything, take care. Glass is getting full. Vibration is shifting up. Up, think of anything that you have left behind at home, relationship, work. Change your thought for them. Change your thought for them. It could be for a situation. It could be for a sanskar of a person. Like you have chosen your one sanskar to replace your weakness. Do the same for them. Do the same for them. Replace their weakness with one of these 7. I am the creator of my thought, so I can change the way I think about them. I change the way I think about the problem I've left behind. Shift. Only change the thought. Do it right now. Whether it's a thought about physical health, whether it's thought about people, about work, any thought, any low vibrational thought needs to be changed. Clean the stain. Change the thought. Shift your vibration. My thought is independent of the situation. I am a powerful being. I create the highest vibrational thought for every scene of my life. I'm independent of the scene. I'm the creator of my thought about the scene. And as I shift my thought, it heals my mind. It heals my body. My vibration radiates to them. It has started strengthening them. Of my mind, and I am the master of my life. I create. A little experiment. We walk in this same silence up to the dining hall. Till we reach the dining hall, which is just a 2 minutes walk, we will remain in this silence and spend these 3 minutes with ourselves and check which thoughts I need to change about anything specific happening in my life. It could be a project, it could be a colleague, it could be an issue, it could be a health issue, it could be anything. Change your thought because the power lies there. Sankalp badliye, srishti badal jayegi. So use the next 3 minutes as you walk up to the dining hall, checking, changing, checking, changing, checking, changing. Bilkul silence mein, satyogi souls. I am a satyogi soul. That's our highest vibration. I am a pure divine satyogi soul.